abundantly. And God is able, He's able to do for you and me. He's the all-sufficient God. Yeah, yeah.
Masekala brodobo jekete ne levro zoto lianda libro zekayanda labas. Masika libro toya da libra ne jekete ne levro zoto yedebo. Masanda lianda libra zekadilia brodobo jekete da libro zutu ikalana bus. Father, indeed you are God who is able to do all things. You are God all by yourself. Father, Lord God, your word is yea and amen. Never fail it, never change it, never lost the battle. Father, all things are possible with you, O Lord God. Oh, Father, we worship you this morning, O Lord. We give you all the praise, we give you all the glory. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Something more than gold. I've got something more than gold. Shall we rise up and sing the song? Something more than gold. I've got something more than gold. Something more than gold. We've got something more than gold. If all I have is Jesus, I've got something more than gold. Hey, I'll tell it to the world. Jesus is more than a gold. Oh, if all I've got is Jesus, I've got something more than gold. Hey, I'll tell it to the world. Jesus is more than something more than gold, something more than gold. I've got something more than gold. Let's testify it. Something more than gold. Oh, I've got something more than gold. Everything. We have you, we have everything. All we need is you. You are completely and all in all. Everything, what we want to be, what we are,
what will become everything encompasses you. In you we live, in you we breathe, in you we have all our existence. Father, we thank you, Jehovah, because we have something more than gold. We've got something more than life. We've got what people don't have, Father, because it's not power, it's not our works, it's not our righteousness. It is you that have called us. Father, you have called us to know you, Jehovah. We thank you that we know you, that you have called us into this fold, O Lord. And we know, Jehovah, you, O Lord God, that have called us, you are able to carry us to the end, O Lord God, that will reign with you on the last day in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, even as we listen to your word this morning. Lord, that you speak your word to us, O Lord. The life in your word, Father, let it manifest in our life, O Lord. Give us understanding of your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I am behind your cross. Every intelligence of mine, every knowledge of mine, Father, Lord, I lay it down, O Lord, at your feet as Holy Spirit to take over and speak through me to us this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, meet each and every one of us, Lord God, at a various point of need with your word this morning, O Lord. And at the end of the day, let no man share with in your glory as you leave us with the blessing of gathering before you, O Lord, this morning. Thank you, Father, Lord God. I bind the spirit of buying and selling, every wounding mind that will not want allow people to hear the word of God and understand the word of God. I bind you and I cast you into the bottomless pit. Thank you, Father, Lord God. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Come on, give your neighbor a high five. Welcome your neighbor into the presence of the Lord this morning. Welcome your neighbor with a high five. Brethren, I tell you, many are those who started this year. Some have the expectation of seeing the second Sunday in the month of December, but they can't. We are here. The Lord has been faithful. Let's just welcome ourselves with a smile. Hallelujah. We are all welcome. Let's sit down in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We want to thank God for this morning. Our pastor is unavoidably absent. So it's out of the country. So just for the church to know. Amen. This morning, we're going to be hearing from God with the title, My Ishmael Shall Not Prevent My Isaac. My Ishmael shall not prevent my Isaac. Tell your neighbor. Tell yourself that my Ishmael shall not prevent my Isaac. And pray for your neighbor and say, neighbor, your Ishmael shall not prevent your Isaac. Some of you might be wondering, what is this woman saying now? Which one is Ishmael? Which one is Isaac? I will bring us back to the book, the word of God in the book of Genesis. We open our Bibles to the book of Genesis chapter 16 verse 1. We're going to be reading from 1, because of our time, we read from 1 to 6. I will read 1, you read verse 2, I read verse 3, you read verse 4, read 5, we round it up in verse 6. Amen. Are we ready? Amen. I'm going to start verse 1. Now, Sarah, Abraham's wife, bare him no children, and she had a handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. 2. We've not opened our Bibles. Do we have Bibles? How many of us have our Bible? Even if you don't have physical Bible, you have phone. Oh, yeah, let's download. Brother Femi, Genesis 16. Amen. Okay, do we all have our... that's why technology... The only person that cannot fail is God. Technology has failed us. So have we opened our Bibles to Genesis 16? Okay, I'm going to start again. I'm going to read verse 1, you read verse 2 until we get to 6. Amen. Thank you for the family. Now, Sarah, Abraham's wife, bare him no children. And she had an handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. 2. And Sarah, Abraham's wife, took Hagar, a maid, the Egyptian, after Abraham had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan and gave her to her husband, Abram, to be his wife. 4. And Sarah said unto Abram, my wrong be upon thee. I have given my maid into thy bosom, and when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between me and thee. 6. Amen. May the Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. When we read further down, we'd see that that pregnancy after Hagar had, you know, was impregnated by Abraham, gave birth to Ishmael. Amen. I'm going to backtrack us to before the story. God had picked out a man, Abraham. I don't know, this God sees the heart of man and must have seen that the man was a loyal man. He picked the man and told the man, Abraham, I need you to get out of your kindred, get out of your land, and go to the land I will show you. And from there, I will bless you. You would see that in the Genesis 12 as you go back home to read. And Abraham obeyed God and trusted God and went as God has commanded him to do. And in the verse 15 of Genesis 15, you would see where Abraham was asking God that you promised that you were going to bless me. You promised that you were going to give me a child. I hope that with the number of age, the age I am right now, I don't see it happening. Maybe you are going to bless me with that child. You're going to bless me with that child through my servant. And God assured him and said, No. You will have your own child. And that child is a child of covenant. And through that child, I'm going to bless the world. And your children shall be numerous as you cannot count the stars in the air and in the sky. That's how your children will be. But Abraham took it in. There was a promise in Genesis 12. But now a problem showed up in Genesis 16. Sarah realized and said, oh my God, time is going. I'm getting old. The promise of God that we're going to have a child is not coming to play. How is this going to be? What is going to happen? I don't know as many of us that have found ourselves in that kind of situation. God has given us a promise. At the beginning of the year, God has told us that things were going to fall in place. He was going to do something for us. But December is coming up and the year is wrapping up. Seems as if those things are not going to come to pass. The work of nature, when you look at nature, it doesn't gel. It's not going to happen. That was how Sarah felt. Sarah was old. He has reached papa pause and menopause. He knows that in natural sense, there's no way for her to give birth. The situation surrounding her, what her eyes were seeing, did not correlate with the promise of God. So Sarah said, Abraham, my husband, you know, hey, time is going. So let us see. Maybe peradventure, because God has locked my womb, maybe I can give you an handmaid so that by the time you sleep with the handmaid, the handmaid will have a child, and that child will be, you know, transference. Because in that time, if you are a servant, okay, the servant and the children of the servant belongs to the boss, the master. So maybe through this servant, you know, maybe God is going to that. Maybe that's what God is trying to do for us. Pray then. Sarah was very skeptical because it didn't make sense. I'm in my 70s, I'm in my 80s. How can I have a child? It doesn't make sense. Science has not shown that that would happen. Science have not proven that that can happen. Experts have no say as to it because in their own eyes, it cannot happen. But the God that can do all things, can do all things through any means, with anything. Sarah was skeptical. Not only that, sometimes we find ourselves in a position or in a stage of in our life where we begin to question, can this be real? What God told me, can it actually come to pass? Would it actually come to pass? Time is clicking. It doesn't make sense. God, you said you were going to do this. 10 years now, I'm counting down. I've not seen it. 5 years now, 20 years now, I'm counting down. I've not seen it. Some of us, or most of us, we have found ourselves in situations like that, as Sarah did. Not only that, Sarah found herself being influenced by the environment that she was in. At that time, it was very important that you have a child. Not only a child, a male child. And there was nothing coming forth. The environment played a factor in the suggestion or the action that Sarah took. I guess maybe, I'm not in Sarah's mind. The Bible did not tell us. Maybe Sarah was saying, what will people say? My husband has tons of things. What would they say? How would they look at me? Who would want to follow? Who would want to even hear my word? I don't have a child. Who would want to hear my word? What would, when I go on the street, what will my servants be doing? They'll be saying, look at her, she has not had a child. Probably that was what she was thinking. Probably that was what all those things she added up together and decided to come up with an idea that she felt was going to be good. The Bible did not tell us that Sarah presented the suggestion before God. I don't know. I've read Bible. I don't know if there are many scholars that have read Bible. Maybe there was somewhere in the Bible that the Bible did not record to us that Sarah sought the face of God as regards that suggestion. She just made that suggestion just to help God. Some of us, we find ourselves in that level. We want to help God. Please, let's stop helping God. God does not need our help. God does not need our help. God is all sufficient. He does not need our help. The only thing he needs from us is for us to just trust that word that he has spoken concerning your life, concerning that children, concerning that spouse, concerning that business, concerning that profession, would surely come to pass. It doesn't matter if it's just today, if it's going to be tomorrow, if it's going to be 10 years, the word of God will surely, surely come to pass, because it's not a man that he would lie. Not even the Son of God that would. If he said it, surely it will come to pass. Sarah thought, let me help God so that, you know, what God has promised. And if you look at the Bible, though, Sarah was not there when God was giving Abraham the promise. Do you know? Sarah was not there, so she did not have a clue. So, brethren, what has God told you? And you have sold it to the world. And people that did not hear it from God with you are giving you suggestion. You are the one that heard the promise. Your brother, your sister, your wife, your husband did not hear it. God gave you the promise. And people that were not there, that listened to the promise, are giving you how to go about it. Error. The Bible recorded that Sarah came to Abraham and said, you know what I have? I think we can work this out. I think we can do that. I got this. Let me give you my handmaid. Sleep with my handmaid. And you have a child. The Bible also did not record that Abraham went on his knees and said, Baba God, Father, is this what you want me to do so that the promise that you have given me can come to pass? I don't know if you read that, if there's any account of that in the Bible, that after Sarah told Abraham to go and sleep with the maid, maybe Abraham went and knelt down and said, Father, is it? Brethren, even including myself, sometimes would have taken some steps before even consulting God. Would have said things, would have done things before even asking God, that God, is this what you want me to do? How you want me to carry this out? Is this how you want me to do it? Some of us find ourselves in the situation that Sarah found herself, that Abraham found herself. The Bible recorded that Sarah told Abraham and said, sleep with my handmaid, and God will bless me through her. And Abraham, the Bible, Abraham did not even second guess. Abraham did not even say, the Bible, according to the Bible recorded that Abraham said, yes, ma. Okay, bring her. And it was recorded that Abraham went into her. And immediately, one time, one knock, one child come out. The Bible recorded that when Hagar got pregnant, you see, they said, this is a scandal. You see scandal? This is a scandal. The same woman that said, go and sleep with my handmaid, came to Abraham and said, God will judge me and you. Me and you. All that I've been doing for you. Biggest scandal is in the Bible. Scandal did not start on ABCO. It's in the Bible. Started in the Bible. The same person that told the husband to go and sleep with the housemaid came and told the husband that God will judge me between me and you. If this is what you are going to use to repay me for all that I've done for you. But anyway, if you read further, Abraham said, it is your handmaid. Do whatever you wish. You started it, complete what you have started. And Sarah said, okay. Immediately, a guy picked race and went into the desert. But this God, we serve a God of second chance. A God of second chance. After Ishmael was born, Ishmael was not the child of covenant. The child of covenant was supposed to come from a covenant. Abraham did not have any covenant with Hagar because she was not married to Abraham, but she was married to Sarah. That had a covenant. He had a covenant with Sarah, not Hagar. So the child of covenant was not going to come out of covenant, but come out from covenant itself. Ishmael was born. I do not know what setback that we have experienced. I know my setbacks. I don't know what setbacks that you've encountered in past times, the hiccups. You know, there's some things that we've done that God has not asked us to do, and we do, and Ishmael shows up. Ishmaels are the things that we do, the shortcuts that we do, carry the things that we do that God has not asked us to do, but has brought us pain. There's a scar from it. There's a scar from that thing that we have done in the past. Something that someone has done, there's a scar that left us with a scar. Ishmael was born. But because God had a covenant with Abraham that he was going to bless the seed, despite that Ishmael did not come from the right covenant, he was still blessed, you know. That is why the Muslims are blessed. Because this God is a covenant-keeping God. He told Abraham he was going to bless it. Ishmael was part of the seed of Abraham, even though it wasn't from the right covenant. But still, that covenant he had with Abraham still manifested in the life of Ishmael. That's why they are still blessed. That's why the Muslims are still rich. That's why it's because the blessing of God has no repentance. We're not going there today. The Bible recorded that in chapter 17, after that error has been committed, the Bible recorded that when Abraham was 90 years, remember when Ishmael was born, Abraham was about 86 years old. Now, in chapter 17, verse 1, you will see there that at 90 years old, God showed up again. Huh? This our God is a God of second chance. I do not know what might have occurred in your life or what you might have done in this year that has put a setback in your life. And the devil is telling you that God cannot forgive you. God cannot wipe it off. Who said so? Our God is a God of second chance. Our God is a God of second chance. He said that we should bring before him, we should confess our sins and just and faithful to forgive us our sins. If you genuinely repent, our God is a God of second chance. Genuine repentance and not to go back again. Remember, we cannot play God because God sees the intent and the heart of man. So if he knows that genuinely you are sorry for what you have done, you went ahead of him before he came out to do what he needs to do, he sees that you are genuine, he will give you a second chance and your Isaac will come. The Bible recorded that when Abraham was 90, God showed up again. And he said, verse 1, and when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Now walk before me and be thou perfect. Before, Abraham had a hiccup. What was the hiccup? He went ahead to follow what Sarah, his wife, wanted him to do with Sarah. I want to understand, from my understanding from chapter 16 to 17. So maybe God just step back. You know, when we decide to take the place of God, God will just step back and watch us. Movie part 1, part 2, part 3. So there was part 1. Abraham was 86, right? And at 99. So how many, can you subtract that? That's 13 years. So there was part 1, part 2, part 3, until it got to part 13. And God said, okay, let me take over now as a producer. Because it's like, that promise I told you in chapter 15 has to come to pass. The Bible recorded that God told Abraham, now walk before me and be perfect. When someone comes to you and gives you a tips, check in with the word of God. Ask God, is this what you want me to do? Now you said I am going to be above and not beneath. I'll be rich and I'll be bounteous and everything. And somebody brings magumago business or tells you to go to school and do something. That ask God. Say, maybe God has sent this person to me. Maybe this is how he wants to bless me. Who told you so? Who said so? Who said so? I'm not saying you shouldn't share your ideas. I'm not saying you shouldn't, you know, you shouldn't tell people of God's promises for your life. But please be careful. In return, as they're giving you feedback, check with the word of God. Check with God. Is this how you want me to go about this so that this that you have promised me can come to pass in my life? The Bible recorded in chapter 17 that God came back and said, that child, you will have that child. And chapter 21, despite the error, despite the hiccups, despite the setback, God still responded to Abraham and Sarah in chapter 21. And Isaac, the child of promise, was born despite Ishmael in chapter 16. Despite the failure, despite your shortcomings, despite the error, the blunder that we made in years past, God is still a God of second chance, willing to give us second chance. He did it in the life of Moses. Moses was a murderer. Before Moses was used to lead the children of Israel to the promised land, he was a murderer. But guess what? God of second chance did not look at that. Still used him. Because he was a child of promise. We all seated here, we all covenant children through Abraham. We all are children of promise. Don't let the enemy sell less thing to you. There's a promise that God has made, and all those promises are in the word of God. How God is going to bring them to pass is not our business. Our business is to be faithful to him. Our business is to follow him and spend time to so that we can hear him. Let us stop playing God. Let us stop looking for shortcuts that will make us burn. Please, the generation that we are in, we need to be spiritually sensitive. Because I tell you, what we do, I know we're in the physical world. It might not be, we're in the physical world, but what is happening is beyond physical. It takes those people that understand the spiritual. Nothing happens in physical until it has to be settled in the spiritual before it manifests in the physical. So please, As we journey into the next decade, I do not know what God has promised you. Peter failed. Peter denied Jesus. But Peter is one of the New Testament. Peter wrote most of it. Jonah failed. God asked Jonah to go, but he ran away from what God has called him. But God of second chance still brought him and made him to do what he was supposed to do and accomplish the mission that he was supposed to accomplish. Rahab was a prostitute, but God of second chance chose to use her. Please do not allow the devil to say, your past is messy, your past is smelly. God cannot. Who said so? The God of second chance is willing and ready to bring to pass the Isaac that he has promised you. To bring to pass the Isaac, forgetting your Ishmael. Please do not hide your Ishmael, because your Ishmael also is a point of testimony. Your Ishmael is a point of testimony. Why? By the time you walk and God has taken you to the place that he's taken you to, you can boldly say, once I was this, but thank God for God of second chance who has brought me through and brought me out, and now I'm saved. The hiccups and the setbacks that we have, we need to be mindful so that we don't keep committing the same error. David was an adulterer, but David never committed the same error. Always going back to God every step of the way. Please, let's learn to go back to God. He's the one that gave you the promise. He's the one that spoke to you. Let's go back to, let us leave the expert. The expert will only tell you what they know. Let us, statistics are good. They're good. Don't get me wrong. But statistics has to align with the word of God. If it does not align with the word of God, then we have no business with it. The statistic is showing that black Americans, they have high risk of having high blood pressure, diabetes. Yeah, because I'm black American doesn't mean I'm going to have high blood pressure. The word of God says that he wish above all things that I prosper and be in good health. So I do not care if my father has high blood pressure. I do not care if my mother has diabetes. And studies have shown and risk has said, the higher your parents with disease process, the higher you have it. Who said so? God did not say so. So I stand upon that word of God. Brethren, your Isaac will come. Your Isaac will come in Jesus' name. No matter the Ishmael, no matter the setback, no matter what might have gone wrong in the past, no matter the mess, no matter the odor, the stinking odor of the past, we serve a God of second chance. What you just have to do is genuinely come back to God. Walk before him and be perfect. Spend time in his words. Do his will. And he will surely bring to pass that which he has spoken concerning you. God's time is not our time. As the sky is from the earth, so are his ways are far, far from us. Please, it might take a year, it might take a month, it might take... Let us not find a shortcut. Let us hold on to God. Let us trust that will bring to pass that which he has said he will do, because it will surely, surely come to pass. Shall we rise up? As we rise up this morning, I just want us to cast our mind back. I do not know that Ishmael in your life. I know that Ishmael in my life. I do not know what represents Ishmael in your life. That setback. That things that you have done that you know God is not happy with. That thing that you've done against the word of God. That action that you have carried out that is against the word of God. And the devil has locked you in there, telling you that God cannot forgive you. telling you that it can, that promises you have is done because you have lied, you have done something, the catastrophe. Please do not buy from the enemy. Let's open our mouth this morning and say, Father, Father, by your mercy, let my Isaac manifest, O Lord. No matter what I might have done, no matter what, Father, I ask for mercy, O Lord. Mercy, O Lord, upon my life. Let your mercy speak for me this morning, O Lord. Wherever, Lord, I might have fallen short of your glory. Whatever I might have done, Father, that you have frowned out, O Lord, have made you to be distant from me. Lord, I know you are the God of second chance. Almighty God, let mercy go ahead and speak on my behalf. Let mercy go ahead and speak on our behalf. And pull us back to you, O Lord. So that our Isaac, O Lord, so that we can receive our Isaac. So that our Isaac and our promises can come to pass in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord God. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I do not know as many of us here that I'm still struggling with relationship with God. Without God, we can't go far. With God, we can go far. The Bible says in the book of John, we cannot do anything without God. So if you are here this morning and you don't know the Lord, you don't have a relationship with Him. Relationship does not mean coming to church on Sundays alone. Doesn't mean coming to church on Thursday, Tuesday. No. Relationship is you are spending time, you are hearing from me, you are reading His word, you are doing His word. If you are still struggling, ask God for grace this morning. Ask God to come into your life and empower you to love Him, to do His will. Because tomorrow is not promised to any of us. Even next minute is not promised to any of us. If God should come, will we be able to reign with Him? That is the question I leave you with this morning. Don't procrastinate. Don't say, I'll take care of it tomorrow. Tomorrow might be too late.